So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 27, Understanding Material Nature, text number 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Preferable, or as a devotee can get married on religious principles and live peacefully with a wife. A devotee should not speak needlessly. A serious devotee has no time to speak of nonsense. He is always busy in Krishna consciousness. Whenever he speaks about Krishna. Mauna means silence. Silence does not mean that one should not speak at all, but he should not speak of nonsense. He should be very enthusiastic in speaking about Krishna. Another important item described here is svadharmena, or being exclusively occupied in one's eternal occupation, which is to act in the eternal servitor of the Lord, or to act in Krishna consciousness. The next word, balayasa, means often the result of all activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee does not act on his personal account for sense gratification. Whatever he earns, whatever he eats, and whatever he does, he offers for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without intimate connections with non-devotees. But what about my mundane family members? Should I just cut my relationship off from them altogether? Prabhupada is very pleased when there was a resolution passed by the GBC many years ago that every devotee should buy a subscription to Bhakti Godhead magazine for his parents. Prabhupada liked that idea. So it's not that we cut ourselves off from our intimate relatives, but we give them Krishna. That's the point. So, and actually a devotee, a preacher, he's associating with non-devotees all day long. He goes out preaching the whole day, he's dealing with non-devotees. So what does it mean without connection? It means you give them association, not that you take their association. Not that I take shelter of my mundane family members, rather I try to give them the shelter of Krishna. Sometimes we have disciples who are married to a non-devotee. So they properly take the mood, let me now engage myself fully in Krishna's service and try to bring this person also to Krishna consciousness. So this way we understand how to utilize connections properly in Krishna's service. This aspect of celibacy is a very important thing. Prabhupada means everyone should be brahmachari. That means sex is only for procreation. It doesn't mean that in married life I can enjoy sex unlimitedly because I'm married. That's karmi mentality. Devotee means I use sex only for procreation. Prabhupada instructed us how to do that. Those who were householders who wanted to have children, just once in a month after the menstrual cycle of the lady, the husband and wife both chant 50 rounds at least, at least 50 rounds of japa, and then once in a month they can try for a child, and this way they can have sex enjoyment. And I remember when I was a young brahmachari there in our Miami temple, one householder couple, they walked up to me, the husband explained, he said, "Sankarshan, we wanted to share something with you." I was a brahmachari. I said, "My wife and I last night we chanted 50 rounds of japa. We wanted to try to have a child, but after we finished chanting the 50 rounds, we felt so intoxicated by the holy names. We said, let's wait until next month for heaven's sake." So, in other words, chanting Hare Krishna is better than sex. You see what I'm saying? So, to practice brahmachari life is not artificial, it's actually natural. For one who can actually taste the nectar of Krishna, it's better than having sex 10 million times. Krishna. So this way, it's not difficult for one to be a brahmachari, either as a grihastha or as a sannyasi or a vanaprastha or a brahmachari of any ashram. If one will learn how to carefully chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The natural relish will awaken within his tongue and the disease of sex desire will be destroyed at the root. You may artificially try to avoid sex life, but it won't work in the long run. But if you will actually develop that taste for the holy name, Krishna, and sex life is not immediately. Who needs sex life? Krishna, 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 Krishna. The greater sex life is absorbing yourself in Krishna consciousness. So these are very nice points. How to see every living entity equally, this is also a very important thing. Confirming knowledge and by humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision. A learned and gentle Brahman, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, outcast. Because they see every living entity as a pure spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Living entities in this material world, actually they're all inhabitants of the spiritual sky. But somehow or other, due to misuse of their independence, they ended up here. They're all associates of the Lord in his transcendental pastimes. Every single living entity, that little mosquito, or that cockroach, every single living entity is one of the associates of the Lord in the spiritual world, either in the Vaikuntha realm or Goloka Vrindavan. So So the Bodhi has this Panditsa Samadarshinaha, he has this equal vision. Therefore his desire is to regain his own relationship with Krishna, his own association with Krishna, and to help all these poor suffering souls caught up in the material world to get back to their original position, to the eternal service of Krishna and his transcendental pastimes. Sometimes I'm asked, well, what is the difference between the material body and the spiritual body? The spiritual body, it doesn't get old, it doesn't get sick, it doesn't die. And the spiritual body is not impelled or forced by urges like the material body. Not that you have to run to the toilet in your spiritual body, you see, or you have to have sex. The spiritual body is not controlled by the vagans or the urges. The spiritual body is simply, and when the spiritual body and the jiva soul are actually one and the same. In that original form, he enjoys unlimited varieties of loving reciprocation with Krishna and with Krishna's devotees. And everything is, you imagine something that appears very beautiful in this material world, a beautiful sunrise, a beautiful song, a beautiful aroma, etc. The beauty of the spiritual world is magnified millions and billions of times. What you see, what you hear, what you taste, the beauty is inconceivably magnificent. So we shouldn't cheat ourselves by remaining caught up in this sense gratification, indriya seva, simply serving these material senses. Because actually it's very much a suffering condition. It may appear to be enjoyable, but actually it's not. There's no enjoyment. There's absolutely no enjoyment in this material world. What you think of it as enjoyment is actually when the suffering is somewhat reduced. It's like someone's hitting you with a hammer, you know, and they stop hitting you for a few minutes, you feel good because you're not being hit. Actually, being hit by the hammer of the threefold mysteries, adiyatmik, adibhotik, hitting is everything, hitting, wham, 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 wham. And constantly hit by these threefold things, and the hitting is diminished a little bit, because, oh, now I'm happy. But actually, there is no happiness. You're being hit with a hammer, hit with three varieties of hammers. It's a miserable condition. So we're being hit with these hammers. So one should take guidance from the bona fide spiritual master. One should take guidance from the Vedic wisdom. One should take guidance from the Vaishnavas. And realize, I don't have any position here in real satisfaction in this material world. There's no real happiness for me. Therefore, let me focus my energies 100%, 100% on reviving my lost loving relationship with Krishna. Let me make that my only business in life, to reestablish that lost loving relationship with Krishna. So I can be back in my original rasa relationship with him. This is intelligence. Perhaps there's some questions I can try to answer them. And devotees on the internet are also, we have 15 people on the internet. They're also encouraged to ask questions by typing in to the message window. Okay. All the living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, but when someone tries to harm you or hurt you, you should fight back or not. Your body is not your body belonging to Krishna. So if someone tries to harm him, you have to protect Krishna's property. It's your duty to protect Krishna's property. It's like if somebody comes to rob the temple, it's your duty to prevent them from robbing the temple if possible. They divert it and think that the whole situation is safe. I chant Shringa's name and the treasure pull out a gun. Between chanting Shringa's name and pulling out the gun, they got rid of the bandit. I chanted Nishringa, and then that alerted the temple treasurer. He came with a gun. So yeah, if somebody comes to rob you, it's Krishna's money. If you can avoid them, if you can avoid that, you should. If you can avoid being harmed, if your body belongs to Krishna, you should protect it. Why do we hear that in the heavenly planets, the Because of piety, they were given better facility for sense enjoyment. So we're not interested in such disposition. It's a fact. They have, Prabhupada said they can have sex life the whole life with no pregnancy. You don't have to worry about abortions. They can have sex with no pregnancy. Right? Right before they die, they keep the demigods. Prabhupada explained that. So yeah, if you want to enjoy sex, the spirit of the heavenly planets is the place to go. Sex, sex, sex. Don't worry about pregnancy. Just enjoy sex. But we're not interested in that. Because actually, it's also a hellish thing. It's hellish. We're not interested in such so-called pleasures. What is the impact of prasadam in our spiritual life? Why should we only eat prasadam? Because if you eat anything besides prasadam, you're eating sin. It keeps you caught up in the material world. And prasadam will actually purify your heart and from the contamination which is keeping you entangled in karma chakra. Sometimes, grihastha devotees are not following the rule of no sex except for prasadam. I wish it was only sometimes. Can they go back to God? As long as you're attached to sex pleasure, if you're having unrestricted sex pleasure, you will take birth again to enjoy sex in your life. Just warning the householders. If you can't curb this tendency, you'll take birth again. Krishna will satisfy your desire for illicit sex by giving another birth. I notice the devotees around me take second initiation and thus become very serious. The way they talk, they even look, what is this seriousness? Second initiation is given to those who have taken their vow of birth initiation very seriously. Don't take it frivolously. So it's natural that someone who's second initiated should be very serious, because you only be given to those who are initiated. What are the disadvantages of not being celibate? Well, celibate means for a householder to have to use sex only for procreation. For brahmacharya means no sex at all. For sannyasi and vanaprastha means no sex at all. And for grihastha, celibacy means only using sex according to religious principles. So if one doesn't practice celibacy, that means that he is still addicted in the material sense pleasure, and he will be obliged to take birth again in the material world. Who do we take guidance from in the absence of the spiritual master? Now, you have to connect with his teaching, because actually the spiritual master is always present. It's like, where is my spiritual master? He's been absent since 1977. That's more than three. How many years ago? It's a long time. Almost 40 years ago.
39.
Many, many years ago. My spiritual master. So how do I function in the absence of my spiritual master? By hearing his lectures, reading his books, remembering the personal instructions he gave me, and seeing how he trained my godbrothers and godsisters also, learning from that. So the spiritual master has two presences, his vani and vapu. Vapu is his physical presence, vani is his teaching. You have to connect with your spiritual master, his vani, his teachings. Don't depend on his physical presence. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, man sastani indriyani. So it means all living entities have five senses of the mind. Yes, we're all actually human beings. Every living entity is a human. So we take different forms according to our desire to try to lord over the material nature in various ways. Different devotees have different natures according to the mode they've acquired. So, some are more suitable to be brahmachari, some more suitable to be grihastha. So, there's no harm. That enables you, according to your own nature, to be able to connect with Krishna in a way which is practical for you.
Vaishnavism.
It
says that Vaishnavism is divided into so many
why Vaishnava divided into so many branches? That's what it says. Is it not confusing? So like, I can only understand it's talking about Radha Shyam Dharma. I can't understand what else they mean.
Or Sampradaya.
Or
Sampradaya. Yes. There are four authorized Vaishnava Sampradayas coming from four great acharyas. So these are all bona fide. You should not be confused about it. You should just think throughout history there have been great Vaishnava acharyas and they established lineage succession. So what's the difficulty? They're all teaching basically the same thing, devotion to Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Our particular Sampradaya is the most powerful and potent because the Lord Himself manifested in this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya under 500 years ago. So this Sampradaya is the most potent and powerful Sampradaya at the present time. In this material world, we usually like some and hate some naturally. How do we get over this mentality and treat all without enmity? See everything through the eyes of Scripture. The material world has no enjoyment, and when we are in the material world and chant Hare Krishna, we may feel happy enjoyment also doing devotional service. Is this happiness spiritual? Yes. If you chant Hare Krishna and you feel blissed out from chanting Hare Krishna, that is spiritual happiness, it's not material. How to get totally unaffected by another non-devotee's endless bad behavior and bidding? Why are you associating with them? Should avoid as much as possible. Especially when it is affecting your mind and you can't stop thinking about it. Well, sometimes we are tortured by non-devotees. So that's why we have to get away from your association as much as possible. In Bhagavad Gita 8.16 and 8.21, Krishna guarantees those who attain endeavor return to this material world. So if we are originally with Krishna, how do we fall down? By desiring to enjoy separately from Krishna. But never fall down again, he says. You left out the word again. But he wrote this question. He says, punar. Punar dhamma. He doesn't say they never fall down. He says they never fall down again. Again means twice. Or more than twice. Punar, you lift out the Sanskrit word punar, punaha, means again. You can fall once, but you won't fall again. Because, as it is stated, once burned, twice shy. And once you stick your hand in the fire, once you won't do it again. How to overcome lusty thoughts? By thinking about Krishna, by chanting about Krishna. How important is devotees to perform shraddha ceremony? That's not very, this Hare Krishna, we have one yajna that saves, some kirtan yajna, takes care of everything. We understand by scripture that illicit sex is not good, but what about if I like looking at girls but not have the intention of having sex? You're having subtle sex. It leads to gross sex. Prabhupada said, if you want to enjoy women, engage in Krishna's service. That's how to enjoy women. So you can take your desire to enjoy women, engage in Krishna's service, and that's how you enjoy women, not by directly enjoying them. Engaging in Krishna service. Should parents force their children in Krishna consciousness? The parents should train their children to be Krishna conscious. In the beginning, a child is forced to do everything. The little kids are forced to do everything. That's natural. Everybody forces their kids to do this. When they go older, then they do what they want. In the early, you say, do this, do that, and you have to tell them to do these things. You let your kid do whatever he wants, if he's just a little brat. You have to train him.
You train him, but by your example is better than just pushing them.
That's right. Your example is the games from somewhere in the world. It's written, let's see, who is, oh, a bunch of them. Here we go. Are Vaishnavas allowed to never get married and only focus on spiritual life? They wish for this. Yes, they are. However, Prabhupada recommended that ladies should get married, although there's not force. Not force for ladies to get married. Ladies are such a position that it's good for them to be protected by a man. but it's not forced. Recommended and unforced. And men are recommended to stay brahmachari. So Prabhupada said, I'm asking all the women to get married and all the men to stay brahmachari. That is the dilemma. But somehow that works out, like Krishna's face. I am considering getting married and taking shelter. What sequence would you recommend? First, Prabhupada required first initiation and then marriage. Not marriage first and then initiation. That was Prabhupada's standard. First you get initiated, then you get married. Why did God reveal so many different types of religions and denominations throughout the ages? Actually, God has only revealed one religion, and that is surrender to Him. But because man pollutes that one pure religion with different types of what we call religiosity, which is religion mixed with materialism to various degrees. You have various religions in the world, but this is not pure religion. Pure religion or dharma means you simply fully surrender yourself to the will of God. How important is Sanskrit for us to learn? Do you recommend devotees putting some effort towards learning it? Yes, you should definitely attend the Bhagavatam class and try to pronounce it very nicely by singing equally. Pick a little Sanskrit, very good. And Prabhupada and Guru Children, Guru Kril Children, study Sanskrit. Okay, let's see what else we got here. All right, we'll take some locals now. Can we please have Mata give a full class? I want my wife to give a full class. All right. That could be. She gives actually class every day in the Bhagavad Gita. As far as, should we do it in the temple? She said no. She's giving a Gita class every day in the afternoon, so just you can ask and find out when she's giving it and where. Sometimes Krishna.
Huh? I don't give that class.
It's a meeting and a discussion. See, we just disconnect and reconnect and start meeting. Sometimes Krishna consciousness seems fatalistic. This is what materialists say. Krishna consciousness is realistic. The fact is, death can come at any minute for any moment. So let's be realistic about it. You know, your body can collapse at any minute. My body can collapse at any minute. I can die while I'm giving this class. You know? So we have to always realize the reality and take shelter of Krishna. Why I should live in some kind of utopian idea that I'm good forever. How about that?
Welcome to the wonderful world.
The Mahabharata. Yamaraj asked Maharaj Yudhishthira, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? And Maharaj Yudhishthira replied that the most wonderful thing is that everybody, even though everybody is being dragged to death for the laws of the material nature, people are thinking, I'm going to live for a very long time. There's nothing more. Kimmashtari mataha param. There's nothing more wonderful than this. So, in this way, we have to realize that this is not fatalism, this is realism. Not some bad thing. Everybody's being fatalistic. No, we're being realistic. Can I eat chocolates? Prabhupada actually said we should not take chocolate. He gave a concession, actually, for one devotee to take chocolate. So, you may want to take advantage of that concession. But Prabhupada is better not to take advantage of concessions. So, I don't take chocolate. Even our MBT restaurant has chocolate pot in Vrindavan. I don't take it. Better to avoid it. Because Prabhupada actually said not to take chocolate. You can see it in the beta base. Check it out. Definitely said not to take chocolate. All right, sorry. I asked him about it. Prabhupada confirmed not to take chocolate. So, we recommend not to take chocolate. Guru groupism. My guru, is rampant, this can kill our movement. We have to be very careful. We have, it breaks up into different guru sects. And we are one family, Prabhupada and Lucas. Within that one house, there may be different rooms. It's not that we stay locked in our little rooms. We have the common rooms also. So we have to keep this family spirit. Kindly explain what steps are taken by the GDC to direct disciples of Srila Prabhupada in the third of this menace. Well, you just heard me take a step by my explanation. I think there are many resolutions also to help curve it down. You can research the database of the GDC resolutions. I think I might remember Prabhupada at the time of death, but I will not be able to remember Krishna. If you remember Prabhupada, you're in good shape. You're in good shape. Prabhupada, Krishna said, it's more important to be the devotee of my devotee than to be my devotee. If you remember Prabhupada, you're really, really in good shape. Satisfaction is one's wife is permitted also under the vow of celibacy. Yes, once in a month if you're trying to have a child. Can we explain about that? What is the message that Prabhupada is trying to convey to them? Once in a month. That's what it means. It's very clearly stated. Under the vow of celibacy, not outside the vow of celibacy, within the vow of celibacy, which it only means for procreation. Even though we experience happiness in executing devotional service, why is it that we still get attracted to material enjoyment? Because we have not fully awakened spiritual enjoyment yet. We're kind of hovering in between. We haven't learned how to fully be satisfied spiritually yet. We're getting some spiritual satisfaction and some material satisfaction, dissatisfaction. Back in the day. So we have to learn how to increase the intensity, the dimensions of spiritual enjoyment, perfect the art of spiritual enjoyment, which is means being fully absorbed in giving pleasure to Krishna 24 hours a day, and then any desire for material enjoyment will fade away. What do you think about soldiers who fight for the country and the other side thinking killing other people? These wars are all demoniac because they're fighting for demoniac purposes. Can you please explain more about Mahaprabhu pulling Mahaprabhu cart in his mood? I explained in detail the other day, Lord Chaitanya was pulling the cart in the mood of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan, because the gopis wanted to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan, and they met him. I take lessons from them, I bow down at their feet. Devotees who are my equals, I embrace them, I share realization with them. Devotees who are my juniors, I kindly instruct them, try to help them advance in Krishna consciousness. It's not that you. So we are seeing differences on the one hand, and we're seeing equality on the other hand. We're all the eternal servants of Krishna. We're all the inhabitants of his transcendental world. But according to different levels of awakening, there's also distinctions. You mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Vallabhacharya. Are you saying that Pushti Marga is not a bona fide sampradaya? There are some problems there. In terms of deviations from Lord Chaitanya, there are some deviations. This material world is full of suffering, then why marry a devotee couple having kids? To suffer and make them suffer in the material world. Actually, having those jivas are already suffering in the cycle of birth and death. Having a Krishna conscious child is not forcing someone, it's not pulling a living entity from the spiritual world to suffer in the material world. It's taking a living entity who's already suffering here and liberating them. Having a grahastha couple, having a child is to liberate a living entity who's caught up in the cycle of birth and death, not to pull someone from Goloka down to the suffering condition. Sex is bad. What about sex in night dreams? They come automatically. It also happens when we read Krishna book before sleep. Well, if you're dreaming about sex, and sometimes men have dream about it and they pass semen even in their sleep. They call it wet dreams. So what about this kind of stuff? Well, you just have to become more Krishna conscious and it'll go away in due course. In the beginning, sometimes due to past sinful activities, the sinful consciousness, the mind is very much disturbed by these thoughts of sex pleasure. But as you dive deeper and deeper into the sublime ocean of Krishna Bhakti, these thoughts, they evaporate. It's like a glass of water here, the cup of water. If you let this cup of water sit out in the, sit in the open room for a week, you come back, the water is all gone and evaporates away. Don't add any more water to the cup. So sex life, if you stay absorbed, sex desire, I mean to say, if you stay absorbed in Krishna consciousness, you don't add any more fuel to the fire, it evaporates eventually and goes away. You become completely free from lust. It's a really cool place to be. Cool head. A calm brain. I heard when you surrender to Krishna, all your past karma is gone. Why some devotees have sufferings? Is that contradictory? 99.99% of your karma is removed. You're getting a token reaction in your previous sin to help you remember this material world is a place of suffering. But you should also sometimes give them association to help them come out of their cheating mentality. Okay? How to deal with non-devotees, aspiring devotees in adverse situations? With love. Always with love. Always with love. That's it. Always be compassionate with others. That means you're acting as a representative of Krishna. You're not acting out of false ego. The nectar of instruction is mentioned, apyahara. Well, whatever you require, that's not apyahara. If your mortgage payment is so many dollars every month, collecting, earning money to pay your mortgage, that's not over-collecting. You collect what is required for your maintenance and for your retirement as well. That's not apyahara. Why, another, this again, a similar question, why to bring children in this material world? We should stop creating more humans. They're liberating. It's quite spiritual master believes in astrology, and I don't. Whoa. You put me in some hot water between you and your guru.
Huh? You should
require
the spiritual master.
Yeah, talk to your guru about that one. Don't give me that one. Sounds like it's been years. Okay. Even initiated devotees and monogies decorate themselves with excess makeup and lipstick to look attractive. When I joined the movement, we were all hippies. The hippie girls didn't use makeup. Interesting. So none of the Brahma trainees used makeup at all because hippies didn't use makeup. It's part of being a hippie. Makeup is something the straight people use. Hippies don't use makeup. We do use makeup. Tilak, this is our makeup. Want to use some makeup? There's your tilak, your makeup is your tilak. Make very nice tilak. That's your makeup. This is not helpful in a temple where brahmacharya is residing. Giving initiation can give me initiation. So no illicit sex, no meeting, no intoxication, no gambling, no makeup. I don't think I'm going to add that to my initiation ceremony. One of them outside of marriage. I said, wait a minute. So that one I'm strong on. No illicit sex. Need sex only for procreation. That one I'm going to hold on to very strongly. Any other questions? Okay. All right then, we'll stop here. We thank you all very, very much for coming today. I hope that you've gotten some inspiration to take the pure devotional service, because after yourself, by remaining in material consciousness, even a slight tinge of material consciousness, is punishing yourself. So please become absolutely determined to become the pure devotee of Krishna and pray for the mercy that Krishna will bless you with prana bhakti by chanting these names every day with great attention. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much.